Agenda item number 16, pertaining to speckled trout.
Hey, you've already read up on that.
Got it.
Mr. Commissioner, if you'll give me one second here, I'd like to recognize someone in the audience. I realize it suffered through today pretty well. We actually have a visitor today. What's officially, yeah, I'm gonna embarrass you. So what's the, is it Chesapeake Bay Consortium? Research Consortium, thank you. So Emily Franca here, sitting in the back, and she can stand up. For those of you here that we go to these goal implementation team meetings on fisheries and the Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee and all these other wonderful things that we work with the Chesapeake Bay office on and other entities, Emily's one of those great staff members that gives us all the work. So she decided to come down and wanted to see what our life was like down here in front of the commission, and I think she's gotten a pretty good taste of it today.
It's been an easy day, too, Emily.
Yeah, but I just looked back and realized she was really one of our only public left in here, so she's hanging in there. Vim's even left. Yeah. He's still here. So, all right, with that, next, speckled trout. This should go quickly, I hope. So. Yeah, it's a lot of slides. One whole slide. Okay, so you remember from last month what we brought forward was that when the commission established the current bycatch fishery, commercial fishery bycatch limit for speckled trout this past March, this was during the time when the recreation fishery went through a voluntary closure, they established the bycatch to read in such a way that you couldn't possess a daily bycatch of up to 100 pounds. Well, actually, we meant it to be greater than, because if you read it correctly, it meant that up to 100 means if you had 99, you're illegal, but if you got 100, 101, you're fine. Completely opposite of our intent. So as we noted in the evaluation, it was just a little word smithing was needed here. It was not. We wanted to get it back to the original intent of the commission. This has been advertised. So what we've done here is we've just struck up to and we put greater than so that your bycatch limit can only be can be no more than 100 pounds. We invoke it, the bycatch provision, when we reach 80% of our quota. 80% of our quota for the commercial fishery speckled trout quota is 51,104 pounds, which is probably one of our smallest that we deal with. They don't normally go over that quota. During the time period, they have a season that begins September 1 and runs through August 31st. So it's a small fishery, mostly Halcyon, some gillnet. There was some dip netters this last winter with all the gill, but other than that, it's a very small fishery. This is just an extra provision in place to make sure we don't go over that quota, which was established back in 1995 under an agreement. It's not even a biological quota. So with that, staff is it was advertised under 20.2209 of the Code of Virginia Public Hearing. No comments to date. Staff recommends adopting amendments to Chapter 4 of VAC 20-280-10 pertaining to speckled trout and red drum to modify the phrasing of the daily bycatch landing limit for commercial speckled trout. And that is it.
Any questions to Mr. Chris from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience wish to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. Close. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Chris.
You're welcome. All right. Let's see one of those slides.